Welcome to Return to Radiance, the podcast with one core purpose, to remind you of your innate power and essence. I'm your host, Danielle Venables, an Akashic guide and soul coach here to activate, heal, and empower the new wave of soulful CEOs to become radically aligned and unapologetic. In these episodes, we will be diving into all things mystic, soul level transformation, the new paradigm of leadership, business energetics, awakening, healing, and more, as well as holding potent conversations around connecting deeply to your personal power and owning your truth. If you are here for it all, be sure to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. While I'm confident the discussions in this podcast have the power to change your life, these episodes are for information only and are in no way a substitute for individual medical, legal, or mental health advice. Hello and welcome to another episode. Today I'm going to talk about something that truthfully would have triggered the shit out of me a while ago, a year ago. It's something that I think I had heard, but it didn't land. Maybe the presentation was just not right for me to receive it, but this is something that's kind of come into my awareness over the last few months, honestly, and maybe even over the last year, but it's definitely landed in a different way over the last couple of months. And the topic of this episode is, the truth is, you're avoiding success. And again, bit of a jarring statement, but if you are here listening and you're in this space where you know you're on the brink of a breakthrough, you felt like you're on the brink of a breakthrough for a while, and you just are waiting for that breaking point, you're waiting for that moment, and you're like, well, maybe I need to go over here and like heal this other thing, or work on my money mindset, or, you know, what do I need to do? What do I need to heal? What do I need to, maybe I need to show up in a new way. Maybe I need to like redo my niche for the 100th time. Truth is, you're avoiding success. And this really comes down to, actually, I'm going to back up for a second. As I say this, I am going to bet that you will have one of two responses. Number one will be triggered. It'll be like, the fuck, bitch, what are you saying? And the other one will be like, oh my God, I am. I'm afraid of success. I better go heal my fear of success. Notice which one resonates, because that'll be the key to really opening up and receiving this episode. So this episode, the foundation, what I was going to call it before the new title came through, was really, you're good enough now. That is the foundation. That is the belief that we're going to be working on in this episode, because the reality is there's always something else to heal. There's always deeper into your work. There's always more mastery. You're always going to be a student. You're always going to be deepening. You're always going to be human. You're always going to have wounding, etc. There's always going to be something to work on. There's always going to be healing. And if you let this narrative of I'm not there yet run the show, if you let this narrative of maybe there's just something else I need to work on in order to be able to receive the money that I desire, in order to receive the clients that I desire, in order to receive the relationship that I desire, if you are always feeding yourself this narrative of there has to be something else, otherwise it would be working right now, you're going to continue to avoid success. You're going to continue to repel what you desire. As people, a generation, multiple generations who are conditioned in the patriarchal society that we live in, this is pretty normal. We think that if we put in the work, if we do the grind, then we get the thing. And the new era that we are stepping into is an era of receptivity. It's an era of, I get this just because I do. I am worthy of this just because I am. I receive this just because I desire it and it feels good to receive it. And there is no amount of I've done this so I should get that that is going to survive in this new era. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that there isn't space for aligned action. I think that that is a critical piece of creating, co-creating the life that you desire. You know, if you desire a new relationship, but you have no presence online and you don't leave your house to go meet somebody, chances are somebody's not going to be able to just fall into your lap. But there's also the opposite of doing, 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 being on all the dating apps, being openly single on Facebook or Instagram or wherever you hang out, having those TikTok channels where you're just talking about being single all the time and trying to call in eligible bachelors, going to the bar every night, trying to find somebody there. That is the gripping. That is the controlling. And we're not here for that either. You get to take small, aligned actions, small steps every day. And you also get to just decide that even without any of that, I am worthy now, I am good enough now, and it can come to me now. And when you hold this balance, when you hold this tension of continuing to better yourself every day, continuing to move in the direction of your desires every day without attaching to the fact that you need to arrive at some end point before the manifestation is just going to poof, drop into your existence, that's where you experience true liberation. That's where you experience true empowerment, because you are taking charge. You are taking control. You are taking the action that feels good and in alignment. And like, I believe that if I take a step every day, then something, anything is possible for me. But I also don't need to be at completion of my healing cycle, of my self-love journey, of my money mindset healing, of being the ultimate NLP master in the entire world, of being Tony Robbins before you're Tony Robbins. You know, like, there is no completion that you need to reach for things to come into your existence today. And so it's striking this balance of I'm worthy today. I deserve this today. It can come to me today. And every day that it doesn't come, I'm going to move in that direction in one tiny way. So it's not about putting pressure on yourself to move forward, to do the things, to force yourself to do things that you really don't want to do. I really see this as discipline versus devotion. Growing up, the word that I heard was discipline. You want to lose weight? Be disciplined in going to the gym. You want to be a good student? Be disciplined in studying. You want whatever? It's discipline. My skin crawls at the word discipline. I cannot stand it. It is so like constricting to me. It does not feel good to me. And my inner rebel rears up and is like, fuck no. But if we can start to see our desires and, well, really, if we can see our desires as sacred, if we can see what we are moving towards as sacred, if we can see ourselves as sacred and worthy of having the things, we get to live a life in devotion to that. So what does it look like to be devoted to yourself? Do you give yourself the space to enjoy your morning coffee? Do you get that extra hour of sleep in the morning because you really desire it? Do you do yoga before bed? Do you create space throughout your day to breathe and be present? Do you journal? Do you process your feelings? Do you sit in ritual? What does it look like to be in devotion to yourself, to your own well-being, for no other reason than acknowledging your own sacredness and creating space for that? That's a devotional act. What does it look like to be in devotion to your desires? Well, that means you do show up. That means you start the podcast, record the episode. That means you hit go live. That means you show up on social media in service. Maybe that means you plan something in person. What does it look like? What is one baby step, and I'm talking baby step. I'm not saying, okay, I listen to this. I hear you, Danielle. I'm going to go live every single day. No. What is one baby step? I'm going to go live today or tomorrow. As long as you hold yourself to it, hold yourself in that devotion. And then from that point, you can reflect again, what's the next baby step? Maybe it's going live again. Maybe it's building a landing page or building out your offer that you really want to share with the world that you just haven't made the time to be present with. Maybe that day is just a day of celebration of, I hit go live, I did the thing, I served the shit out of everything, and I am so excited, I'm going to celebrate. You get to be in devotion to yourself too. You get to fill your cup too. We are not in devotion to our business at the expense of being in devotion to ourselves. So it's balancing these pieces within the devotion of, I'm devoted to myself, I'm devoted to my mission. What else are you devoted to? Probably your kids if you're a parent. How do you show up in devotion to your kids? Is it an hour without phones? Is it cooking them nutritious meals and having them help you in the kitchen? Is it tucking them into bed at night to make them feel so loved and appreciated, even if in theory they might be too old for that? Is it sitting and reading a book with them? Is it having a conversation about their day where it's more than just, how was your day? Good. Okay. We get to live in devotion to the things that are most important to us, to the things that we most consciously want to cultivate. And this isn't from a place of discipline, because discipline invites in the energy of obligation, which is the killer of magnetism and the killer of enjoyment. And when I think about obligation, it's like your husband comes home from a long day at work and he walks in the door and he gives you a kiss. How does that kiss feel when he is doing it in devotion to you versus when he feels obligation to do so? There's an energy difference. And that's really what we're bringing forward into our awareness. Where are we showing up out of obligation? And how is that affecting our frequency? How is that affecting our magnetism? And again, these are layers that need to come into your awareness to be consciously shifted, because it's so ingrained in our conditioning that we don't even know we're doing it. And so as you're contemplating these places of where you're showing up out of devotion and where you're showing up out of obligation or discipline, really get real with yourself. How can this be more devotional and less obligational? I don't even know if obligational is a word. It's fine. But how can you show up in more devotion? And how much better does that feel to do things from a place of desire? To do things from a place of, I am devoted to my desires. I am devoted to cultivating the life that I want, the existence that I want, the being that I want, instead of feeling like I need to be disciplined. It's a complete frequency shift, and it's going to have you playing on a completely different level. And so to circle this back, I feel like that really kind of encapsulates this aligned action piece. Letting those aligned actions be acts of devotion. And also acknowledging where you are right now, that you are enough right now, that you have done enough right now, that you are enough right now, that you've done enough right now, that you are worthy right now of receiving the thing. And how does that change the frequency in which you show up? How does that change the receptivity of something coming in? If you really anchor into the feeling of $1,000 is on its way to me right now because I am so worthy of it, instead of, how do I heal myself enough to be worthy of receiving $1,000, $10,000, $100,000? Do you see how distant that feels when I say, what do I need to do and what do I need to heal in order to receive $100,000? Versus, I'm enough right now because I just am, because I am a soul on this planet because I have these beautiful intentions and gifts on my heart. I'm enough now to receive that. And I'm going to do my part to let that come through. Sometimes that's healing and shadow work. Sometimes that's the aligned action outwardly. Sometimes that's just sitting with the mantra that I am worthy and enough now. But when you start to bring that into the present moment, when you start to bring that worthiness into the present moment and you stop letting your mind run the show, you stop letting these narratives of I need to grind, I need to hustle, I need to heal, I need to arrive before I can have the thing that I want to have. That's when things change. That's when the journey becomes fulfilling too, because you're not hustling to get to the thing. You're like, okay, well, what would feel good today? What would feel aligned today? If I knew that I was worthy of having this anyway, what would I choose to do today? Instead of coming from that deep-rooted unworthiness, that deep-rooted lack and scarcity and gripping and grasping and seeking. How does that change your frequency? How does that change the way that you look at yourself in the mirror? So I hope this gave you some things to think about, to process, to marinate with, like just to sit in, to shift your frequency. Because I know that what I've shared today has the capacity to change everything for you. And what you do with that is entirely up to you. But how can you live in devotion to yourself today? How can you live in devotion to your mission today? Do those things, big or small. Don't diminish them for being too little. Just do the thing and let that be enough because you are enough. I love you so much, and I will talk to you next week.
Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this podcast, it would mean the world if you'd take a moment to download a couple episodes and rate the show to help it reach more like-minded leaders. If you loved today's discussion and decide to share it, be sure to tag me on Instagram @RadiantSoulCoach to help expand the ripple effect of this podcast.